I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kilowatt, a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host. And today's episode is going to be short. And there's a reason why. One, we've been without hot water for 2 weeks, and we're finally getting a water heater warrantied and swapped out. Which has been its whole set of different problems, but we're finally getting a hot water heater today, hopefully, if everything goes right. And the second thing is I got a sick kid upstairs. So I had a whole different plan for how this podcast was going to go today. And at 11 o'clock last night, things were put into motion that changed how today, is going to work. Just read into that projectile vomiting and using the carpet cleaner until 3 o'clock in the morning to try and get everything cleaned up. And my wife had the worst of it, to be honest with you. I got off pretty easy as it goes. So today's going to be a short episode. I do feel obligated to let you know that I am still working very hard on this show, even though this is going to be a shorter episode. I apologize. I feel bad is really what it comes down to. And I'm trying to find excuses to make me feel better. I feel terrible. I like to provide at least a 20-minute show. That's not going to happen today. So I'm just going to apologize. I do have some good shows coming up on Tuesday. We're going to listen to Stellantis's earnings call. Stellantis, we got some news about that. I'll go into that in just a second. So we're going to listen to Stellantis's earnings call. We are going to have Rod Simmons of the SMR podcast and Barbecue and Tech. Rod's going to come on and talk to us about the Rivian R1T, and that will happen on March 8th. I've got some shows planned, special shows planned for March, so that'll be exciting too. And I've got some other interviews in the works that haven't been scheduled quite yet. But overall, I feel like I'm failing you in 2024, and I deeply apologize for that. Now, having said all that, let's move on to news. Stellantis has finally decided to adopt the NACS adapter, Tesla's adapter. As of right now, they don't have a deal with Tesla for Stellantis vehicles to charge on the supercharger network. But it's worth pointing out that non-Teslas can currently charge on the supercharger network with Magic Docks. They just need to have a credit card on file in the Tesla app. And I would imagine if, for whatever reason, Stellantis and Tesla don't come to an agreement, Stellantis customers could still potentially use the Tesla supercharger network through the Tesla app, just like, you know, Hyundai customers can charge through the Tesla app in the Magic Dock, that kind of thing. Stellantis also announced a new EV platform, and we'll talk about that more next week with the Stellantis earnings call. If you're interested in buying a Lucid Air, then you are in luck. They just dropped the price on all the cars except for the $250,000 Lucid Sapphire. But all the other vehicles dropped a little bit in price. Right now, you can get a Lucid Pure, which is now $71,400, which is a $7,500 price drop. The Touring is $79,400, which is an $800 price drop. And the Grand Touring is $111,400, which is a $1,000 price drop. So overall, pretty decent percentage-wise price drops for Lucid Motors. We will go through Lucid's earnings call, and I'm sure we'll learn more about why Lucid decided to make these price cuts. Chinese battery and EV makers NIO, BYD, CATL, and more are teaming up to develop solid-state EV batteries. This is a government-led Voltron of an organization. If you don't know who Voltron is, look it up. The official name of this partnership will be China All Solid State Battery Collaboration Initiative Platform, or CASIP, which is how my kids used to say ketchup when they were babies. So CASIP. When I started this podcast, there was a lot of news about different solid state battery technology, and it seemed like it was really far away, much further away than 2024. So I started in 2016. We're now in 2024. And we do have some automakers that are playing with solid state batteries. Like I can't remember the automaker's name off the top of my head, but they created a much smaller battery. So it goes like 100 miles instead of, you know, 300 miles. So there are companies out there playing with solid state batteries, and I'm all for it. If you believe all the rumors and the hype, this is going to be a much safer and more durable battery when it's, you know, mature than what we have now. So I'm looking forward to it. It's also supposed to be cheaper, but who knows how all of that will turn out. Let's move on to Hyundai. Hyundai's first U.S. EV plant is opening in Georgia. This is a huge plant. This plant is a $7.6 billion plant, which is insane. When EVs start finally rolling out of this plant, they should qualify for the $7,500 tax credit here in the United States. So congrats to Hyundai. You remember when GM said that they were going to release the Chevy Equinox and it was going to cost $30,000 and everybody freaked out? And then GM had to walk that back not too long ago and said, it's going to be a little bit more than $30,000. We don't have any official pricing on that yet. And we're not going to release that base version that would have cost $30,000 anytime soon, but we will release the versions that cost $40,000+. Do you remember that? Does it all sound familiar? Well, we now know that the Chevy Equinox will officially start at $34,995, and it will have a range up to 319 miles. Now, we don't know that the base model will have a range. We just know that the Equinox trim or models, the top of that range is going to be 319 miles. I would be shocked if the $35,000 Chevy Equinox had that range. The new Equinox will be built at the factory in Mexico where they're building the Chevy Blazer EVs. It will also qualify for the $7,500 federal tax credit here in the United States. We're expecting the first Equinoxes to roll off the line in the first quarter of 2024. And honestly, they'd better hurry because we're pretty close to being done with this quarter. And like I mentioned before, it's going to unlikely be the affordable or base model Chevy Equinox. It'll more likely be one of those upper end trims for that. I'm looking forward to seeing an EV Chevy Equinox. I'm actually looking forward to seeing an EV Chevy Blazer rolling around the neighborhood so I can get a little bit better look at it, but probably not going to see that anytime soon. Mary Barra was at a Wolf Research investor conference, and she did say that GM wants to be EV only by 2035, but only if that's what the customers want. And I'm paraphrasing that a little bit, but not much. I know I've been critical of Mary Barra and GM lately because I genuinely like GM and I genuinely like Mary Barra. I think she's a very, very smart human being. I have no ill feelings towards her or the companies that she runs. So I'm going to try and be a little bit fair here. While I find that statement disappointing, GM is a business and it is Mary's Barra's job to make sure that GM remains a business. So if customers aren't buying EVs, then it doesn't make sense for them to sell EVs. However, I do think it's a little bit of a cop-out. But to her credit, it's her job to make sure that the business remains profitable.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
All right, let's go ahead and move on to some Tesla news. And I really only have a few Tesla stories here. When I say a few, like three. So here we go. Tesla has confirmed a new Model Y refresh is on its way. I think some places were calling it Juniper. But that refresh isn't coming to North America anytime soon, or at least not in 2024. This was confirmed in an internal message from Tesla to Tesla's sales offices. So if you're holding off on buying a Model Y because you want the updated version, I understand you're just not going to get it this year. Close to 25% of Cybertruck owners are upgrading to the range-extending battery pack. So in a normal Cybertruck or a non-extended range Cybertruck, the bed is going to be completely flat with the range-extended battery on that. There's like a little step in the bed, so it's not completely flat. The right up near where the passenger compartment is, there's just this little step-up area. Which some people don't like. I genuinely think you could probably work around this, even if you had a job doing, you know, construction-y type stuff. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But it does take up some bed space. It actually adds 600 pounds to the total weight of the truck, which because it adds 600 pounds, it drops the payload capacity from 2,500 pounds down to 1,900 pounds. Now, I will admit that I am not what most people would consider a traditional man in terms of doing manly things. For instance, as you heard earlier, I'm not installing my own water heater because I don't trust myself to do that kind of thing. I have no idea how much stuff you have to pack in the back of your truck to add up to 1,900 pounds. I would imagine if you are, handling things like pavers, for instance, that's probably pretty easy to hit 1,900 pounds. But if you have that many pavers, why wouldn't you just tow a trailer behind your truck? If you are putting an ATV in the back of your truck, well, those ATVs, you know, weigh less than 1,000 pounds just in general, so that's not a big deal. So I think this is still probably plenty. the thing that is the holdup for me, like, and again, I'm not buying a Cybertruck because I don't have that kind of a budget. But if I was going to, the thing that kind of holds me up on this is that it costs $16,000. But if you are going to buy a Cybertruck, you should know that extra battery pack is going to drop your payload down a little bit. All right, our final Tesla story here. Tesla has launched their new Powerwall, their Gen 3 Powerwall, which is called Powerwall 3. It has the same energy capacity as the Powerwall 2 Plus, which is 13.5 kilowatt hours. The biggest difference is it's got a higher output of continuous power, which is 11.5 kilowatts of continuous power and with an integrated solar inverter. Let's see here. So I will kind of go through this a little bit. So I'm not going to go over this entire comparison between Powerwall 2 and Powerwall 3. And I do need to let you know that the gentleman came to install the water heater, and he's on the other side of the wall that I'm standing next to. So you might hear noises. So just be aware. Anyway, I've already mentioned 13.5 kilowatt hours for both in terms of capacity. The on-grid power is 11.5 kilowatts continuous versus 5. The backup power, the Powerwall 3, is again 11.5 versus 7. Something I thought was really interesting was that it's scalable up to 4 units on the Powerwall 3, and the Powerwall 2 is scalable up to 10 units. So that was something I didn't expect. The inverter is solar to grid with a 97.5% efficiency, 6 solar inputs with a maximum power point, with maximum power point trackers. If you know what that means, let me know, because I don't know what that means. The information on the inverter for Powerwall 2 Plus was not included. And then both of them have a 10-year warranty. In terms of pricing, you're looking at for the Powerwall, one Powerwall, a gateway, you know, the accessories that goes with that, and tax, you're looking at $9,080. With, if you live here in the United States, you're going to get a federal tax credit of 30%. So that drops you down to $6,356 after incentives if you're here in the US. And then, of course, if you, depending on your locality or municipality or local utility company, the price could even go down more. But for me, it would be $6,356. You do get a discount if you purchase more than one. So, yeah, two of these bad chickens would cost me $16,972. After incentives, you're looking at $11,880. You know what? We got a little bit more time while the old water heater's being installed. Or the new water heater's being installed. I'm very excited about this. Anyway, we've been using buckets. Anyway, I'm not going to complain because there's people who have it way worse than me. But I'm just really excited to get this thing installed. So let's go ahead and just kind of jump into a couple of things that I was going to talk about, but I didn't actually take any notes on. So this is going to be real quick, down and dirty. In 2023, Tesla received $1.79 billion in revenue just from regulatory credits, which is absolute nuts. Since 2009, Tesla has made nearly $9 billion in selling regulatory credits to companies like Fiat Chrysler, GM, and Volkswagen. Oh, man, that is... how many people would kill to have a business that generated $9 billion over the course of 15 years? It's mind-boggling to me. All right, I can hear running water behind me. So we're getting close. I don't know if anybody else is excited about this, but I sure am. Let's talk about Fisker Ocean. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration is launching a preliminary probe into the Fisker Ocean because of the alleged inability to shift into park mode or into the intended gear. This could result, didn't say that it did result, but could result in unintended vehicle movement, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. This is based off of 4 complaints, but honestly, there hasn't been that many Fisker Oceans sold. So it's probably, 1% or better of the Fisker Oceans sold here in the United States. I at first, when I read this, I thought, you know what, they're probably making a big deal out of nothing. But I don't know if you remember, but a couple of years ago, the gentleman that played Chekhov in the Star Trek reboot, he was getting out and opening up, a gate so he could drive into his house. And the parking brake on his Jeep failed, and the vehicle accidentally rolled into him, pinning him between the gate and the vehicle, and he sadly passed away. And I could be getting some of those details wrong because this was a while ago that this happened. But I would rather that some safety entity is looking into this and making sure that everything is working properly, so we don't have something like that happen again. Because that is an awfully silly way for somebody to pass away. Right. I do bring the doom and gloom on this. So let's find one more story in our list here that is not doom and gloom. I have another Fisker story, but it is not happy. It's not a happy Fisker story. Scout Motors, which is a Volkswagen Group company, they are breaking ground, or have broken ground as of Thursday, on their Blythewood, South Carolina plant. The company plans on building off-road SUVs and pickup trucks are off-road capable. If you're not familiar with the Scout brand, you should definitely look it up. They were really cool looking vehicles back in the 60s to the 80s. This is going to be a $2 billion EV plant spanning 1,600 acres and will provide or will bring in more than 4,000 jobs to the area. Production is planned to begin at the end of 2026. And actually, out of all the EVs that are coming out, I don't know why my voice cracked there, sorry. Out of all the EVs that are coming out, I'm most excited about the Scout. I'd like to see what they come up with there, what their plans are. I have one more Scout story to add to that. I'm just looking for it, and I'm doing a very poor job of vamping. So let's see if I can't find it. It's about the Scout pickup truck. It's expected that the price on that pickup truck will start right around or just below $50,000. They said upper $40,000. I'm not quite sure what they consider upper, but that's where they placed the starting price. Now we'll see, because 2026 is still 2 years away, and it's almost 2027 by the time they start production. So those prices might change by quite a bit before we get to that point. All right, I have a couple announcements. One, my water heater is being installed. Super stoked about that. Two, my sick kid asked if they could have some goldfish, which is great news, much better than what was going on this morning and last night. And three, this is actually the normal length of the podcast. So we did it, everybody. Give yourself a hand, give yourself a round of applause. And I want to thank everybody for sticking around to this train wreck of a show. I'm not entirely sure how we did it, but we did it. So, yeah, my mood has completely 180'd now that we're at the end of the show. So I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. If you're here in the United States, we have a 3-day weekend, which should be pretty excited about if you get to take advantage of that. And I will talk to everybody else on Tuesday when we talk about Stellantis Motors earnings call. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Talk to you soon.
The
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.